Good morning. This is Jeremy Gies of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday, the 4th of October 2010. A month ago, I'm afraid it's a little bit late, having been travelling most of Sunday, Monday and Tuesday. But I'm now safely back in the office, having spent a fantastic week in Tuscany at Phil and Lisa's Total Business Transformation Retreat, which is incredibly valuable and to be recommended for any entrepreneur. But more about that later. Let's have a quick look at the markets as they stood last week, which was a mixed week in many ways. But for September as a whole, it was positive throughout, with all major indices up on the month, some of them quite impressively, such as the Philippines up 15%, Indonesia up 14%, India up 12%, and even in the United States, the Nasdaq was up 12%, and the S&P 500 nearly 9%. And that was on the month as a whole. The reason for this, well, basically, is down to news, particularly the news that came in the second half of the month. And there's a feeling that with the second quarter, particularly in the US, coming in with some reasonable growth at 1.7%, investors are now thinking that the pace could pick up somewhat in the third quarter, and this is borne out by some of that data. The balance seems to have shifted firmly in favour of ongoing growth, albeit modest growth, and away from the much-feared double-dip recession. However, the Fed in particular appreciates that the downside risks are still there and obviously have some concerns that the fourth quarter of 2010 may turn sluggish again. Key events for last week were the ongoing Eurozone debt crisis and in particular Ireland's bailout of the Anglo-Irish Bank and Moody's downgrade of Spain's credit rating. This upsetting news, however, was countered by data suggesting that US economic activity was better than expected. And there was quite a lot of purchasing managers survey data at the end of the week, with China indicating increasing and assuring faster growth, while the surveys for Europe and US still showed growth, but at a slower pace. The disappointment was Japan, which slipped below the 50 break-even point. Two indicators last week showed that we're not entirely out of the woods yet. The dollar sank significantly against major counterparts. As analysts predicted, the Federal Reserve will begin a second quantitative easing program. And at the end of the week, gold set new highs at the London afternoon fix, ending the week at $1,316 a troy ounce. I'm sure you're aware that gold is seen as the ultimate safe haven. And although some of the rise in the price of the gold must be put down to technical trading, much of the rise is due to pure demand as people seek that safe haven. So as we reach the end of the quarter, the third quarter of 2010, the situation is still pretty uncertain. It's mixed, but maybe it's a little bit brighter than it was at the beginning of the year. But it's by no means all plain sailing from here, which means that it becomes ever more important to have a balanced multi-asset class portfolio protected against the macroeconomic risks that are out there. This week coming is by no means a quiet week, with central banks featuring strongly, with monetary policy decisions coming from the Bank of Japan, the Reserve Bank of Australia, plus the Bank of England and the European Central Bank. And although no significant moves in interest rates are expected, it's the logic behind those decisions that will interest investors when they are published. Also this week, we got employment reports from Australia, Canada and the US, and the US in particular we monitored extremely closely, as one would expect. From my point of view, it's an exceptionally busy week, with four client meetings, a preparation meeting for our client and partner meeting scheduled for the 2nd of December, which takes place in the evening at the Arboretum at Castle Howard. And I also have to prepare for my talk to Grant Thornton's financial planners the following week on life planning. So that's it for me. I'll speak to you again next week. But before I go, a quick reminder that nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. You should contact a professional advisor before taking any action relating to your personal finances. Planning for Life cannot be held responsible for the outcome of any action taken based on this commentary if advice has not been sought beforehand. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448184. Find out more about us at www.planningforlife.org. Thank you.